I always want to call him Janine Garoppolo, but it's, what's his first name?
Jimmy. Yeah. Garoppolo.
Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo signed with the Raiders, and was it my dad's brothel?
No, it was a different one.
Because I tweeted out that he got the same deal my old man did, free sex, you know.
Well, he was dating some porn actress for some time.
They dated a couple times. Yeah. They were on a few dates. I don't think they were actually seeing each other. He's obviously a really good-looking dude, so he doesn't need hookers. But they offered him, and they called themselves hookers in this video I saw.
Yeah, this is they work at the Chicken Ranch brothel.
Okay, got it. All right.
And they are
they're offering him free sex, right?
Free sex for life.
Yeah,
free sex for life. These two hookers named Caitlin Bell and Alice Little.
Well, just two of them, not the whole. He doesn't get the whole roster.
No, I think that's a person to person.
Well,
decision.
Think about it too. That these women are servicing a bunch of lumps usually, and this handsome dude walks in, athlete, good looking dude.
They're who saying, just signed sure. a $67 million deal.
Yeah, they're going to take care of him because they want to have sex with him too. You know.
Oh, the one of them was nominated for best sex scene in 2023 at the XBiz Awards.
That was a good one. I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a they got
is
a
that
picture.
Caitlin?
Her name was Bell. Caitlin, okay. Was that
yep.
Caitlin Bell?
Caitlin, and then there's an Alice in there too.
Alice Little, and Alice, according to these pictures, is little.
Is she little? Okay,
she's a very petite.
We'll get into that here in a sex club that's in the story. Coming
yeah, and
up.
Then, and then yeah. It shows a picture of him in 2018. He was out on a date with a yeah. porn star named Kiara Mia.
I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That dude must like to play the field because he looks in the mirror every day and says, I'm gorgeous. And
women tell him that all the time.
Exactly. And I love that he has to settle down at his age, even because he easily could find some hot chick and marry her and fall in love, but he just wants to go out and have sex with all these women because he's a
yeah.
stud.
Man. Why not, man?
Where exactly. is the Chicken Ranch located? Because yeah. it's not legal in Clark County. It's legal in a lot of counties in Nevada, but it's not legal in the city of Las Vegas.
I'm sure you can drive out there. Yeah,
the Chicken Ranch is probably somewhere in like Pahrumph.
Pahrumph.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it says here that another place in Pahrumph, the Sherry's Ranch, had also penned an open letter to him, inviting him and a few of his new teammates out for a VIP experience. A celebratory weekend blowout with you and a few of your new Raiders teammates. Take advantage of the resort's themed hotel suites, bar and restaurant, swimming pool, and jacuzzi, all expenses paid.
What if they go 0-5 right away? You can still get in free ones? Nah.
Probably not.
I think that's about all there is to the town of Pahrumph.
Is brothels? Those two, yeah, the brothels, right.
A couple of brothels, because when we were doing the Vegas thing, we headed out to, we went to see the Death Valley National Park, and you go through Pahrumph, and there's nothing there.
There's got to be a subway or something, too. I mean, everybody's got a subway.
Yeah.
Now, it looked like a lot of empty shacks. You know, this was years ago.
Well.
And the subway, you're right.
Right.
Well, come on, everybody's got a subway.
Maybe it's coming back.
So, there's a sex club in
Australia.
Yeah.
Melbourne, maybe.
Australia's
exclusive sex club.
They just want hot people, right?
The Monkey Club.
Yeah.
Well, the story is that they have expanded their limitations.
What's it called again?
The Monkey Club.
Here we come.
There you go. Yeah.
Why didn't I see that coming?
Yeah.
Oh, you said coming.
Before any woman could even set foot through the door of this sex club, she had to prove she was a size 4-8 by submitting pictures of themselves in bikini or undies, holding paper, showing the date the picture was taken.
Why don't you just have a stencil outline of the door that you, if you can't get through it, you can't get in?
Like the little bag thing at the gate where you, if your bag doesn't fit in this little cage.
Yeah, no, but just a stencil on the door and you walk through there. And if you fit through this hole in the door, you're not turned sideways, straight forward.
It's not just women. Yeah. Men are forbidden.
That's what I mean. It's just they're being sexually, they're hammering both sides. Yeah.
Men are forbidden from being overweight. Women are barred from wearing jeans and are instead encouraged to don a little black number. Put your little black dress on.
Well, jeans are tough to get off. Think about that.
Right.
Even when you're messing around on a couch someday, you're getting that zipper and all that crap was a pain in the butt. So if you, you want a sex club, you want easy access.
But they don't put a size limit on guys. They just say that guys must not carry excess pounds around the waist or stomach.
And whose idea is that?
I'm out.
I mean, no.
You're already out because you can't go in unless you're 21 to 35. Yeah. So you're out there already. Yeah. But the story was born because
the guy that owns is probably our age, Todd, walking around there banging them all. Right. That's probably it, right?
They caught some hell because of the size 4 to 8 restrictions for ladies. So they said
that's pretty small.
They
isn't
said,
it?
"Yeah, you're right. We are being kind of exclusive. We'll give you 6 to 10."
There actually is a size 0 for like really small girls. I mean, small women, I should say.
I don't know.
So what? Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe there's a too small.
I don't even know. We're talking about women's sizes. I have no idea. If 4 or...
No, isn't like 6 the standard?
I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea. I mean, I'm...
Well, they went up 1 to make it be more inclusive.
Well, it's not one of those things you ask. You don't usually ask people what size dress they wear, you know.
It says guys must be slim, athletic, or muscular, and women within the 6 to 10 dress size range are now welcome.
This can't happen to any of us.
So below that is no good.
You got to get that either, Todd.
You're a size 4.
See, they're not really specific about that. I would think below that you're fine too. I would think.
Oh, of course you are. Yeah. Because, you know, just little hot, you know, hot numbers out there.
But they do say on the website.
It's a black thing, man.
Little black number.
They do say on the website that they don't expect you to be a supermodel. Well, you kind of do. According to these restrictions, you kind of do.
But what if you have a face that can stop a clock, but you got a great body? They let them in, you know?
There's probably dim lighting.
Yeah, that's true,
you know?
Too, yeah.
Maybe some eyes wide shut masks or
that
something could be going on.
A face that stopped the clock was good.
Yeah, no.
It's not?
No. I think that was a bad thing.
I'm thinking of Mellencamp lyric. Right.
I remember when you could stop a clock.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. All right.
He wouldn't say, "I remember when you were butt ugly."
Yeah. Well, it really wouldn't ring. There's no rhyme for the song for that way.
No.
Something right away. Yeah.
But yeah, couples, $100 for one night at the club. Single man, $120. Single girl, $50. And I told you guys off the air, this is the part I didn't expect. It says, showering on entry is also compulsory, according to the website.
I can see why.
Your personal hygiene is 150%. This includes body odor, breath, and genitals, front and back.
Yeah, because you're going to get a lot of sweaty stank in there, so you want everybody to be clean. Right?
Yeah,
right.
It's like going
plus
in
you
the
want
pool.
Grabbing sex with a stranger, right. You want at least be clean.
Right, you want to know you're going to the clean taint club.
Right.
And I would think that everybody, if you were going in there, you would want to make sure you were all clean. But even if you showered and got ready at home, went to the club, or maybe had dinner first, it might be 3-4 hours since you showered. So they want to make sure that you are clean as can be before you start getting down in their sex club.
Pretty exclusive.
Is it that way? And then we don't, none of us ever been to a sex club. I don't think there's one in Vegas.
None of us ever will.
Yeah. Unless we're invited, you know. Unless your wife wants to go to a sex club, but then, you know, we don't want to do that either.
Unless they really loosen the standards.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. We're out 6 times over on this.
Well, just the age. They'd let us in.
Yeah.
I want to know who decides what's a gut and what's not. You know?
Yeah, it's probably one of those, I'll know it when I see it.
It, right?
You know?
Exactly. That's not a gut. A big gut, but it's a gut. Oh, damn it.
Well,
damn
again,
it.
The three words they said, slim, athletic, or muscular for the dudes.
Yeah.
Dad bods do not meet standards.
No, but the muscular guy, if he's ripped, he could probably have a little gut, but he's ripped. Some sort of big, you know,
like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, yeah.
Power lifter kind
of
guy.
Right.
Those guys sometimes have a little bit of a keg belly kind of going.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because they can still, you know, like lift 1,000 pounds.
Do they say women can have keg bellies?
I no.
Like that. That's a great term, keg belly.
No.
Yeah, as long as it fits in your little black number.
Now, your point about the face, it says here both men and women need to be age 21 to 35 and are asked to submit photos with strict instructions that ban breathing in and sunglasses. You can't wear sunglasses in your photo to submit for entry. So maybe they are taking account that, you're ugly.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because eyes are that's a huge deal.
It's the window to the soul.
Right. Exactly. That part too. Getting all fancy this morning here.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't.
Window
you can't
to the hole there. They call that there. The window to the hole.
You can't be sucking it in. You can't be sucking in the gut for the photo. You know, or you can't be wearing sunglasses.
Well, you're going to walk in with it. Yeah. Yeah. You're eventually going to be naked anyway. They're not going to point to a pile and say, hey, there's a gut in there. Pull that guy out of there.
Now, it sounds like it's a nice place. It says,
well, from, better be. From the moment, this demanding.
From the moment you arrive, it's like the interior of a 5-star hotel. Upon arrival, you'll be given a guided tour of the venue, which is spread over 2 floors and consists mainly of open plan play areas.
Now, the picture they show. Dude has a mask on. There's 4 women and 1 guy.
Well, the guys are still going to rule.
Yeah, that's just a stock photo.
Okay. That's an eyes wide shot.
That can't be your profile photo.
No,
that'd be the equivalent of sunglasses. Right.
That's just a stock photo there. But yeah, very seductive. 5-star environment furnished with imported furniture from the UK, France, and Japan.
Artwork I hate that amateur porn with masks.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
We need a face.
I need a face. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I hate that stuff too.
Or just cut off at the neck. You know, cropped out.
Yep.
The video stops at the neck.
I've even seen them stop at like the nose up.
Yeah.
Because you know because they don't want to be recognized. But I don't like that.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Moving
Plus,
on.
It's impossible to photograph or video oral unless there's a face involved.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. And the whole face. Because you know what? We like the way women look.
Yeah, we do.
We're thoughtful guys too. It's not just
It's
not about sex. It's about you want to see the woman's expression when she's enjoying herself.
Right. You don't want
That's how we feel about you.
You don't want anonymous.
No. I haven't said that all week, so I really didn't get into it there, did I? All right.
Yeah, it sounds like this place really just kind of looks like a bedroom showroom, like a bed showroom.
Yeah.
It says there's plenty of king and queen size beds throughout the play area, as well as an infamous 1960s Austin Powers style round bed.
This is one thing I've always wondered about swinger clubs, and I know a lot of our listeners, not a lot of them, some of them have actually been to swinger clubs.
More than us.
You can still say no. I mean, you're not available for every person in the place.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So I mean, is there a situation where a woman's laying there and some guy comes walking in, sucking in his gut, and she just says, he just swats him away. No, not you. Because they can still say no.
I think that's probably one of those things where if you don't respect that, you're thrown out pretty quick.
Right,
you know?
So what if you're walking around all ready to go and nobody wants you? You're just in the corner like a monkey. That's why it's called the monkey club. That's why it's called the monkey club.
Probably. Yeah, that is probably, you know. Yeah.
I masturbated 3 times last night at the swinger club because nobody wanted to bang me.
But I think
that's just stuck to the tape. Great.
I'm guessing that these restrictions for entry make it so that there's not going to be that dude.
No.
There's not going to be that. There's certainly not going to be that woman. There's not going to be that ugly dude in the corner because there's no ugly dude.
No one you want to turn down.
No.
But that's this place. So, I mean, a regular swingers club is just pay your money. As long as you bring a date with you, you're allowed in. Mm-hmm. We've heard those. You can't show up as a single guy. You have to have somebody with you. Yeah.
Unless you're Garoppolo.
Well, that's just that's a bunny ranch.
They might make an exception for him.
All right.
Well, this place you could get in as a single male. But it costs more.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at.
And you also got to be in shape,
right? And you got to meet the criteria.
Yeah, single man is $120 for the night. A single woman is $50.
I love the guy's 36 can't get in. Yeah, dude, you're too old, man.
Sorry, man.
A lot of 36-year-old guys listening to us right now. Sorry, dude, you ain't getting in. Well, I'm still pretty young. Sorry, you're out of it.
You know what you're doing the night before your 36th birthday? What are we doing? We're going to the swinger club one more time because I can't go tomorrow night.